This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The good news is the city of New Orleans is coming back. The bad news is that crime is coming back with it. Last summer's floods largely wiped the city clean of violence and criminal activity. But after five teenagers were shot and killed this past weekend, the beleaguered New Orleans Police Department is getting reinforcements. About 100 National Guard troops have arrived to help patrol the largely abandoned parts of the city at the request of Mayor Ray Nagin. Tremaine Lee writes for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and Tremaine Lee, you write that this quintuple murder was the single deadliest episode of violence in the city in more than a decade. What happened?
Well, we had five teenagers cruising through Central City neighborhood, which is a pretty beat-down neighborhood, around 4 a.m. Saturday, and at some point a gunman or a group of gunmen opened fire, tearing into the vehicle, killing all five teens.
Do we know if either the teens in the vehicle or the people doing the shooting were involved with gangs?
That part isn't clear. There's a lot of speculation on the involvement in the drug activity of the drug game from these teenagers. There were no weapons found, no drugs found, but there's no indication whether they're official members of any organized crime unit or any gang in the city.
Now, you described Center City, New Orleans as a beat-down neighborhood, which is what it was before Katrina. Since then, it was a beat-down and generally empty neighborhood. Is it still typically empty of people, or is there non-criminal activity back in Center City nowadays?
It seems that Central City and, again, some of the other neighborhoods are maybe about 50 to 60% back. So there's a lot of activity going on that doesn't have anything to do with the drug game or any violence at all.
But evidently, there's also a criminal element that's back from what
we can
see.
Yes, there is. The Central City and some of these other neighborhoods have a vibrant drug market. Once you bring the drugs and you bring the drug market, you're going to definitely see the violence that generally accompanies the drug market.
Now, pre-Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department, the ratio of police to people when there were 500,000 people almost living in New Orleans, was pretty low. Are the police back up to strength? Are they in evidence? Or are they still far, far below their numbers?
They're still below. The goal before, they were trying to reach from 1,700 police officers to around 2,000. Now we're at about 1,400. They still definitely need some sort of reinforcements to get a grip on the situation here in the city.
But they still have to patrol the same size city geographically, but a city with, at best, half the population of what it was a year and a half ago.
I believe that's what really makes the situation tough in New Orleans, because they still have to cover people's property, evacuated property in sections of the city that don't have barely any population at all. So they're spread extremely thin, so you have certain hotspots in the city that are even more undermanned than they were before, because so many officers need to make sure people's homes aren't still getting broken into and the looters aren't getting back to the level of activity they were immediately after the storm.
This story of the quintuple murder in New Orleans underscores a larger problem, which is New Orleans is trying to piece itself back together again. But in many ways, the city it was prior to Katrina was a very imperfect place with lots of problems. How do people expect to avoid the same kinds of crimes and drug problems that the city had before the hurricanes after the reconstruction?
I think there was a lot of wishful thinking immediately after the storm, where New Orleans was going to be this utopia where the hurricane kind of wiped all the thugs and drug dealers out of the city. But the reality is that the people of New Orleans are largely poor people. They're trying to put the pieces back together as well. They still don't have any jobs. There still isn't money growing off of trees. So a lot of the younger guys are resorting to selling drugs. And again, that brings the violence.
There are already reports of some of the National Guards showing up in New Orleans. How do you think they'll be received by the people of the city?
After speaking with some of the residents in the city, I believe a lot of people welcome the National Guard with open arms. They feel that anything that can help this city kind of rebound would be, you know, an excellent addition to the force they already have here. Others fear that they're going to see the military with the big guns and M16s and the very intimidating presence that can only make things shakier. But I'm sure the large majority of people will welcome anything that might be able to help the New Orleans Police Department quell some of the violence we're seeing creeping back into the city.
Tremaine Lee, staff writer for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.